Darla, LJ, thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning, Tom. We're glad to be here.
I would like to know, as we start off this morning, just a little bit about each of you individually. Let's start with you, Darla. Tell me a little bit about where did you serve? What's your veteran experience been like?
Okay, I was in the Air Force. I'm retired. I spent 23 years in and retired as Chief Master Sergeant in Aircraft Maintenance.
And when did you join the military?
1976 and retired in 1999.
Okay, and LJ, what about you? Where did you serve and for how long?
I joined the military in 2003, November. Was in Iraq for 2004 to 2005. Stationed in Schweinfurt, Germany. Got out in 2006.
Okay. So we're talking this morning about a little bit of differences between older vets and younger vets. And I'm just curious, I want to hear from each of you about, you know, what do you think the biggest differences are, and we'll start with you, Darla, between the experiences of older vets that maybe served in Vietnam or even World War II with vets like LJ who have been serving relatively recently?
I don't see a difference. And I don't think that most of the older vets see a difference. The younger vets seem to see or feel a difference, and we can't quite put our finger on it or know how to bridge that gap.
LJ, what kind of differences are you seeing between your experience as a vet and what some of the older folks are thinking about?
I think one of the main differences is this younger vets, we pay more attention to trying not to push down our emotion by using illegal drugs or alcohol, whereas we see the older vets, that's kind of something that they did just because they didn't have the help, and we have the help now. So I'm thinking that's one of the things.
So you think that's due to the fact that the military is more aware of these issues, psychological issues, emotional issues, and that younger vets are getting more of that assistance that you need to process through some of that?
Yeah. I think that's the main thing, is that they've actually done the studies, and through the vets from Vietnam era stuff, that, you know, there's actually internal mental problems that occur from combat, and they're given treatment now, and it's getting those older vets to realize that, you know, there's help out there. So
what do you think about that, Darla? Do you feel like some of the older vets maybe are in a little bit of denial maybe about some of the emotional, psychological issues that they may be going through?
Yes. I see it all the time. And it's kind of interesting. The Air Force was very good about having psychological assistance when vets returned, when military people returned from Vietnam. Other services did not have that, and there's a huge difference in the way they were able to process versus the some of the Army guys. They would come home and turn around and get stationed in Germany. They haven't even processed Vietnam yet, and they moved them to somewhere else. So they didn't have time to process all of that, nor did they have the resources. But I know from experience, because of my husband, Bob, and he finally had so much psychological help that he says, I can't stand your help anymore. I need to go back to work. You know, I've processed. I need to move on. So, yeah, there's quite a difference in the way the services provided assistance when they came back.
And we've talked on this program before about, you know, how do older vets and younger vets come together and create more of a unified front in terms of either just advocating for vets' rights or just helping each other out in that way? What are some of the similarities, Darla, that you see between older vets and younger vets?
It's us versus the VA. Doesn't matter what your age is. And that's what the DAV does the best, is to help veterans get the services that they deserve from the VA. But that's one of the things that we are all fighting for.
LJ, what are some of the similarities that you're seeing between older vets and younger vets like yourself?
I'd stick with Darla. It's just the fight with the VA, definitely.
Common enemy.
Yeah, the common enemy is the VA.
Yeah.
But similarities, you could sit in a room with a World War II vet or Vietnam vet, and within 5 seconds you got camaraderie going, so...
I've heard Bert say before that, you know, and a bullet shot in anger, doesn't matter what age you are, that is the similar kind of experience. LJ, do you feel like you're able to share combat experience with older vets? And is that something that's helpful to you to be able to sit down with an older vet and talk about some of your common experiences?
I don't really like talking about my combat experience, but it's easier to talk with somebody that's been there. So, I mean, it bridged the gap between me and my uncle, who's a Vietnam vet, and he's like 80 years old, and I never talked to him before, but when I came back from the service, it was like we were brothers or something, you know, so.
Yeah, so. That's interesting. Darla, another thing that we talked a little bit about is some of the local service organizations like Veterans of Foreign Wars, DAV, American Legion. They have these older vets that are there that have been part of these organizations, but there's a challenge to really get younger vets to engage in those organizations. Is there a way forward with that you see, or how do you bridge that gap?
That's why we have Project Outreach. Our Veterans Outreach Center is to try to bridge that gap, not make them feel that they have to join an organization, because most of them don't want to do that. And most younger vets still feel that the organizations are just a bar to go drinking, and that's not what they want to do. They're not going to drown their sorrows at the VFW bar or at the American Legion bar. So the American Legion has closed their bar. It's still there because it's a part of the structure, but they no longer have theirs open. Of course, the DAV does not have one, and the only one still around is the one at the American Legion. But that's one of the big issues, is they have this concept of World War II vets sitting around drinking and doing their war story thing.
Playing cards or something.
Yeah. Telling their war stories.
LJ, why did you decide to get involved with Disabled American Veterans?
Well, I was had to do some community service after I got back for a DUI that I got. And the DAV was the one that helped me out with my community service, and Darla's amazing, and took me in, and it was the one thing that got me out of the house, was going to the DAV. I was sitting at home most of the time, so going to the DAV and helping out other veterans was something that was my calling, and Darla showed me that was my calling, so... That's how I got involved.
You know, Darla's describing a situation with older vets where, whether it's true or not, you know, older vets might get together, sit at the bar, play cards, sort of, you know, talk. What is the experience like among, you know, your fellow vets, the vets that you served with? Do you have relationships with them, and what does that look like?
The vets I served with, most of them are dead. Overdoses, killed in action type of things. So I see that, and I want to stay away from the illegal drugs and the alcohol, because it's just drowning the sorrow. And I've joined the VFW only because they got rid of their bar. I won't join the American Legion because they still have their bar. And so I would say pretty much what Darla says is that concept of just having to sit around and talk about your war stories, where younger vets just want to sit around and maybe not talk at all. Just be there together.
Yeah.
So
Darla, are you wanting to get more younger vets involved in DAV, VFW? I mean, is this something you look forward to?
Yeah, I love the younger vets, and the more we can have come and visit with us, not join, just come in, watch TV, read a book, and just get to know us would be awesome. So that's an open invitation for any veteran to come over to the Outreach Center and see what we have to offer. There's should be something in there that we can offer that they would be interested in. We have just a huge amount of things going on over there.
And speaking of things going on, let's talk a little bit about events that are coming up. You've got a list in front of you, and we want to get to a few things that are happening around Veterans Day and whatnot that are coming up in the next few weeks.
So Bert left me the list that never ends. I will be short. The VFW is having their poppy distribution that they do on Veterans, around Veterans Day. That's on November 5th from 9 to 3, so you'll see us out and around in the community. And we also have Veterans Day activities. There's a service and breakfast at the American Legion at 7 o'clock in the morning on Veterans Day, and that's on 310 North Harrison. We also have the parade on Montezuma Avenue at 1 o'clock, and the line will start setting up at 11:30 at the County Annex parking lot. Entry forms are on Facebook. I'm sorry. Activities after the parade. The Legion is having one of the schools come in, and they are doing a musical, some music for veterans. And then on the 19th, the American Legion has a Navajo taco dinner with a dessert and a quilt auction, and the proceeds go to benefit Santa Claus on Main and Market, and that takes place on December 17th. We have our craft show. The DAV has our annual craft show, and that is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and it's at the County Annex, and it's from 9 to 4. And that's on 107 North Chestnut. Anybody who's interested in being a vendor can call me, 970-560-2793, if you'd like to have a table in that. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read through this forever list.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up here, but go ahead if there's a couple more things.
The Pearl Harbor Day, the Montezuma County VFW is inviting veterans to a luncheon and a certificate presentation from 1 to 3 p.m., and it's for the following conflicts: Dominican Republic, 65 and 66, El Salvador, 81 through 92, Lebanon, 83 through 87, Operation Urgent Fury, Grenada, October to November of 83, El Dorado Canyon, that's April of 86, Operation Earnest Will in the Persian Gulf, 87 to 90, Operation Just Cause, Panama, 89 to 90, and Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, 90 to 95.
All right. Thanks, Darla. You got through it. Well, Darla and LJ, thank you both so much for being here and talking with me this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thanks
for having us.
Yes.
That's Darla Sanders and LJ Rogers. They're both from the local Disabled American Veterans Chapter 44. This has been KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.